Do Radio 01. Initiate.
All your iPods are belong to us. Voodoo Radio's on the air.
Program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
Oh yes, what a great song to start off our show with. Hey everybody, welcome to the very first episode of Voodoo Radio. I'm Steve Bridges, also known as Voodoo Stevie. Yeah, again, what a way to start off the show. What you had heard to start us off was Smash Your Radio by Sister Machine Gun. That's definitely a song I was surprised to find on the PodSafe Music Network over at music.podshow.com. Let's get the introductions out of the way here. First off, this whole podcasting thing is not too unfamiliar to me. I actually did a couple of internet radio shows in the past. The first one was more of a pagan-oriented broadcast using real network streaming, back when that was the big thing, which was about 7 years ago. That was the beginning of the whole living room DJs, as we used to call ourselves, and what I kind of think as being the grandfather of podcasting, in my opinion. I also did a role-playing broadcast for some time for RPGCampaign.com, which is another site I do own. I kind of strayed away from it because of some other projects that came my way and a few things in my life that kind of made it tough for me to continue that project. That show was done using Winamp's Shoutcast streaming, which the quality was a lot better than RealPlayer, but you still kind of had to keep the bitrate really low if you wanted to have a lot of listeners. However, if you didn't have that many listeners, excuse me, you could have brought the bitrate up. You could archive the show, which kind of was a bonus, and have the people download the show later on, which, if you think, it was a step right before podcasting. I'd like to apologize for the way I may sound tonight. I'm a bit under the weather. I'm trying to fight off a cold. It's not that bad. It's just a small head cold, so bear with me, folks. I decided to give podcasting a shot when I got my nice little black Nano and kind of looked into the other podcasts that are out there, mainly for inspiration. The first ones I grabbed, The Dawn and Drew Show, Bib and Yaz, Keith and the Girl, it just exploded from there. I think I have about 40 different casts that I listen to now, and I thank them all for entertaining me and inspiring me. And, of course, the podfather himself, Adam Curry, who I watched back in the day on MTV's Headbangers Ball in the mid to late 80s for starting. I want to thank him for starting this whole podcast phenomena. Even though he may not start it himself, there are other people. Yeah, I know the whole Wikipedia scandal. I guess we can call it Wikigate or something, or Currygate, or whatever you want to call it. But, yeah. Let me tell you about a little bit what I'm trying to do with the show. Right now, it's kind of freeform. I'm going to try getting down like a specific format over the course of this week. By the second show, I'll have something a little different than what we're seeing here for this first show. I kind of want to get a few things out of the way here. First of all, last weekend, a friend of mine invited me over to watch a movie called Grizzly Man. And I don't know, the show is basically about this guy, Timothy Treadwell. He spent like 13 years living in the Alaskan wild. He was an activist trying to protect the grizzlies. He was ultimately mauled by a bear in the last year he went up there. Him and his girlfriend both were mauled. I mean, it's a really sad story, but when you hear, you know, sound clips like,
"Ooh, he's a big bear, he's a big bear, a very big bear."
Yeah, the guy was a fruitcake. I'm sorry. I couldn't hack him as the way he portrayed himself. He portrayed himself as a loon. It was just, I mean, it's a sad thing. He got killed, you know. But I don't know. The director, he should have played the footage from the mauling. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm a little sick and twisted like that. But it would have added to the movie. All they showed was him sitting there with his headphones, listening to the footage. It was an audio taken off of a videotape. They apparently didn't get the lens cap off while the mauling was going on, so it still was recording all the audio going on, but he was just like looking at it, and he told the woman, "You should destroy this tape, blah, blah, blah." They should have played it, or at least, you know, let it out on the internet or something. I don't know. It would just add it to this movie. But, yeah, I was out of... excuse me, my throat is kind of nasty today. I was out of work, sick today. I did take a little time to kind of prep for the show. I kind of poked around, and I found some interesting stuff. Levi's is coming out with some clothes that are geared to the iPod. Apparently, Levi's... said on Tuesday it designed some jeans compatible with the iPod music player, featuring a joystick in the watch pocket to operate the device. Obviously, this was designed to compete with the iBoxer, which is iPod ready underwear. I still can't see sticking an iPod in your underwear. I mean, it's kind of ridiculous. But that was one story I saw out there. Also, I saw a lot of stories regarding the new version of iTunes, which a lot of people are pointing out is being more and more like spyware. It comes up with a little thing called a mini store, which apparently what it's doing is it's reporting back to Apple music that you're playing that's inside of your library, which, yeah, it is kind of spyware. It's kind of like showing, like, I don't know, it's just not good. It's not good at all. And also, the mini store, it like tries to show you, well, if you played this, you're going to want to buy this. It's just not nasty. Sorry, I'm a little distracted. I saw a little flash of lightning, I guess. Which is kind of odd, because it's the middle of winter, and we don't usually get lightning storms. But, I'm going to get myself a drink of water. So, in the meantime, while I go do that, here's some music from a band out of Colorado Springs. They're called Libertas. I was granted permission by one of the members of the band to play their music. I've known Liberty for quite some time. She's been absolutely great to allow me to play their music here on Voodoo Radio. So let me play a couple of songs by them. I'll just play one song by them, and I'll be right back. I'm just gonna go get myself a drink, and here's Everfall by Libertas.
This time you cannot deny, you were caught in the crime. You reach for an all-time low, and now you succeeded to fall. Ever downward, evermore, ever downward, ever fall. Hidden below the lies, it's hard to make sense of it all. Seeking truth within your lies, buried below the surface lies. Give me truth, give me justice too. Well, give me truth, give me justice true.
Fall by Libertas. Anyway, hopefully soon I can get more bands to give me permission to play their stuff, but I am really highly grateful to Libertas to be the first. Most of the other music you'll hear on the show will either be from the PodSafe Music Network or PodSafeAudio.com, which also has a lot of great bands on it, so check them out as well. Libertas, you can actually check them at www.libertasmusic.us, and of course the links are going to be on our site and in the show notes as well. This is kind of late, but I'm not really a practitioner of the whole voodoo religion, but yesterday was National Voodoo Day in Benin, Africa. Thousands of followers have gathered in Benin, in the South Sea seaside town of Oida, to celebrate National Voodoo Day. They met at a beach called the Point of No Return, where slaves left on ships for the Americas centuries ago, taking the religion with them. Followers of the once banned religion have been dancing, drumming, praying as animals are slaughtered in ceremonies. Of Benin's several million citizens, 65% believe in voodoo. The day has been a national holiday for a decade. There's little resembling the popular Western imagination on show. No dolls with pins stuck in them, and certainly no zombie-like creatures lumbering around, described the BBC's James Copnell, who's at the festival. Instead, there were speeches praising the religion, emphasizing the positive impact it has on people's lives. One of the many revelers who count their ancestors as slaves, Faith McDougall's 37, a nurse from Nebraska in the U.S., spoke of being very moved, explaining, "I've understood many things regarding my origins because I'm a descendant of slaves." Voodoo followers believe that all life is driven by a spiritual force of natural phenomena such as water, fire, earth, and air, and these shouldn't be honored through rituals like animal sacrifices. Followers acknowledge the existence of both a supreme being and of many smaller gods which can intercede with the supreme being on behalf of humans. Martin de Sousa, a former curator of the Voodoo Museum in Benin and an expert on the religion, rejects criticism of voodoo from many Africans. "People have a negative image of voodoo because some of the bad practices, a sort of witchcraft where you can put a bad spell on someone when you are jealous of that person," adding that "that bad practice is totally different from voodoo." Yeah. Again, like I said, voodoo is not really bad. I'm not a follower of voodoo, and hey, there goes that lightning again. Anyone here over on the East Coast in the Massachusetts area, yeah, we're getting some storms. Wow. It's kind of throwing me off here. I also found another story here I thought was kind of humorous. It seems pranksters broke into a vacant cabin and broadcast a 1-900 sex call to a crowded peak hour Melbourne train last week. Shocked passengers thought Thursday evening's blue broadcast on the Sandringham line was the result of a driver accidentally pressing the intercom button while on a private call. It was a raunchy female voice that went on for quite some time, said Belinda Jackson, who was homeward bound when she heard the erotic announcement. It was fairly graphic. There was an elderly lady sitting across from me, and she was giggling behind her book. She said the announcement concerned a man's endowments and performance, and was very complimentary. It went on for 30 seconds while the train was between stations, and then ended abruptly. Connex spokesman, Andrew Cassidy said cabin security was being overhauled to stop illicit broadcasts, which occur 2 to 3 times a year. He said it was not easy to access the cabins by some vandals that were aware of weakness in the driver's cab on some trains that allows them to force entry. They scream abuse. They tell people to get off the train. It's distressing for passengers when there's extreme comments like, "There's a bomb on the train," he said. There's no safety risk from cabin bandits as they would operate the PA, but could not affect the train's course, he said. He said a fleet containing 564 carriages should have a new security feature that would combat intruders and fitted by the end of the year. The famed pranksters escape before police calls. Yeah, a few years ago, this story actually brought up something in my mind. A few years ago, a coworker of mine decided to do this pretty much the same thing. They called the sex line, then put it on the intercom at the store I was working at. It was at closing time, so there was no customers in there, but it was kind of humorous to see the expressions of, you know, my female coworkers on it all. By the way, 1-800-GMC-TRUCKS, it's nothing to do with General Motors. I'm gonna be ending the show in a couple minutes here, mainly because I'm a little afraid of the, ramifications of the storm that's going on right now. Also, this cold is kind of, like, getting to me. Most likely the show will be on pretty much recorded on a Wednesday. I just need to get some new equipment for some ideas I have. The equipment I have right now is just basically a headset microphone. I'm going to pick up a USB microphone as soon as I can. Try to figure out how to work Skype. Maybe have a few phone conversations and phone interviews coming up in future shows. So I am opening up for some things to you, the listeners, first of all. If you want to plug something, your show, an event, your music, if you're an artist, whatever, go to voodoostevie.net, join up, post something on the forums under Plug This, or you can send me an audio comment or an email at voodooradio@gmail.com. I think at some point I'll be adding comments and stuff to the show, but seeing that this is the first one, it's kind of impossible to do so. So I'm going to end it here, however, I am going to end it with some music. I just got to find it here. I hate when I do this. I forget to put in one artist over into my queue here. Let's see here. This song actually came off of PodSafeAudio.com. It's by Selma. Oh, what was the last name there? Selma Delstrom. That's it. I actually liked her music. She's got a really nifty beat to it. And of course I can't play it right now, but I'll be playing it soon. I don't have this tied up to my iTunes, and I kind of like grabbed this and converted it over to the AAC format, and unfortunately I can't really play AAC, so let me just choose another one real quick. I think I'll end I think I'll end off with a different thing. Yeah. Yeah, definitely, yeah.
I'm retarded.
Yes, I am that too. But, anyway, more stuff next week. Better show. Here's Sudden Death, actually. I'm gonna play them. I'll have them go up with a bang. But, I'll have more music, set up, and, hopefully next week we'll get everything all together. So, yeah, have a good night, everybody.
Until we meet again, this is W.C. Fields saying good night, and I do mean night.
And this is Voodoo Stevie also saying good night, and I do mean good night. See you later, everybody.
No, we don't need a plot, we got CGI. No, we don't need a plot, we got CGI.
We got a writer, a director, and a nice set of boobs. $100 million budget, tell me how could we lose? We got everything we need to make this movie a smash, except the story, characters, and that kind of trash. We only even need one actor this time, who doesn't even have to act, cause we'll dub all his lines. And he really only needs to be there for the screen test. We'll do it on a green screen, and we'll animate the rest. Then we'll digitally make him look like Ben Affleck and put him up against the big PlayStation graphic. We gotta do it cheap so we don't have to do it well, so we'll just make it fast and blurry so you really can't tell. We got a plot hole the size of the Grand Canyon, and the chick won't show her boobs, so we'll have to use a stand-in. Computer magic will not let us pretend it was on purpose and supposed to look that way in the end.
We don't need a plot, we got CGI. No, we don't need a plot, we got CGI. No, we don't need a plot, we got CGI. No, we don't need a plot, we got CGI.
Crossovers are the latest craze the fans are chasing. Alien versus Predator, Freddy versus Jason. We gotta get a part of this market while it's hot. So quick, run down a list of all the characters we got. They did Puppet Master versus Demonic Toys. Maybe we can do Buffy versus the Lost Boys. Or maybe put her up against Blade unarmed. Or make it a cat fight with the chicks from Charmed. Put Lawnmower Man in a remake of Tron. Hobbits could go up against the Leprechaun. We can whip up an alien that's quite a looker. First Star Trek 12, Kirk versus TJ Hooker. We need something hotter, so I know that we gotta put Sabrina the Teenage Witch on a date with Harry Potter. Could be scary, could be funny. Could use an evil bunny, mix it like a meat grinder. It'll make us lots of money.
We don't need a plot, we got CGI. No, we don't need a plot, we got CGI. No, we don't need a plot, we got CGI. No, we don't need a plot, we got CGI.
Toto, I don't think we're in Kansas anymore.
Here, what's that sign say?
Hollywood. Hollywood?
Oh no!
I hear all they make is sequels.
And remakes. And flops.
Oh my!
Sequels and remakes and flops, oh my! Sequels and remakes and flops, oh my! Sequels and remakes and flops, oh my! Sequels and remakes and flops, oh my!
We're out of ideas. I mean, we got nothing but the sequels and the prequels and the spin-offs that we're stuck in. For us to have a future, it's absolutely vital that people like films with part 7 in the title. Comic books can't be an atomic force, so we should get a list of all the comics that haven't been a movie yet. I got one and it hasn't been done. Archie Comics, the movie, starring Owen Wilson. Or we could redo a foreign film once more, because it can't be subtitled, no one reads anymore. The live-action Garfield was a total flop, but I'm hearing good things about the Marmaduke plot. We'll do a teen sex comedy with the Star Wars 33, but there can't be any sex. We need it rated PG, so cut out all the silicon, even if it makes the plot hole big enough to be seen from space.
We don't need a plot, we got CGI. No, we don't need a plot, we got CGI. No, we don't need a plot, we got CGI. No, we don't need a plot, we got CGI.
Turn out crappier and crappier movies every time. Just wait until you see Police Academy 9. And if you don't like it, then there's nothing you can do. We own the movie studios and the theaters too. Ah! 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 Ah!